Thank you. Christ to one another.
Thank you.
Sigan de Dios, mamá. Easter Sunday. And I'd like prayers for his children. He has kids and grandkids. And then another friend of mine that when we sang in the choir in high school, and I hadn't heard from her for a while, so I called, and she had also passed away this week unexpectedly. So I've had bumper of a week. Prayers for my nephew Larry's family and my friend Claudette's family.
And for Beth.
I have enjoyed her being at both Legion services this morning. I'm so happy. And I would like to have a prayer for my friend Susan Poore, for whom you prayed before. And in the flower section, I've given my flowers in honor of Susan Poore, not Susan Marcy.
All right, other joys, concerns?
Healing for Becca.
What's wrong with Becca?
Oh, she's just been sick.
Oh, all right. Healing for Becca, so she gets over her crud, and all who have the crud and still have it lingering on. Prayers for people who are unable to worship today, that they feel God's presence and the joy and wonder of Easter Sunday. And all who are suffering today from disease, from loss and grief, from anything that troubles them deeply, may they feel the Lord with them as we go through this day. Let us now be in a time of silent prayer. Eternal One, your love never wavers. You continue to give us a new life, planting the seeds of hope. We see evidence of resurrection all around, in the buds of trees that are just starting to come, and in the young voices speaking their truths. Help us to listen to your voice that is coming out to us in new and stronger ways, a voice that calls us to justice, mercy, love, forgiveness, and peace. Help us to see your love at work in the beauty around us and in the people who come together to stand for justice and for truth. We heard your voices in the prophets of old, Lord, and in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus, in the witnesses of the women at the tomb. And we hear it again now. We ask you to be with all who are suffering this day, all who do not know your love and comfort. We ask your comfort for all who have ongoing issues, who continue to grieve, who continue to figure out how to live this life that you give us. But we know that your love never fails, but continues to grow. Help us, Lord, to listen, to learn, and to love. We ask all of this in the name of the risen Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. I invite you now to rise as you're able, as we sing Up from the Grave.
When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, and then Mary, the mother of James, and Salome brought spices, that they might go and anoint him. And very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. They had been saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance of the tomb?" When they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had already been rolled back. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe, sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. But he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has been raised. He is not here. Look, there is the place they laid him. But go tell his disciples and Peter that he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him just as he told you." So they went out and fled from the tomb, for terror and amazement had seized them, and they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid.
That But now we have something even better. We have Jesus. Well, maybe the disciples will believe me. Maybe this is something unbelievable. But it's so wondrous, it's unbelievable. I've been afraid since I left the tomb that it was something horrible. But it looks like it might be something good. It's an interesting question. Maybe I'll ask Peter, see what he says. Although he denied Jesus 3 times last night, or Friday night. We all have made mistakes, that's for sure. But the one thing we do know is that Jesus has always loved us, no matter how many mistakes we made. So maybe this means he's going to live with us forever. And this is really a wonderful thing. Okay, let's go with that. Christ is risen! It's a good thing! Thanks, everybody, for helping me work through this. I hope that as you go through your year, as you leave today, you know, you figure it out. What does it mean to you and in your life that Jesus rose from the dead and that we still celebrate it? What does that mean to you and to your life? Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Please stand and join with us in our next song, In Christ Alone, and the words are on the screen, or if you need to read the music, they're in the little green songbook in your pew, 3105.
Take out your cell phones. It's cell phones out and send Easter greetings. Send the message of He is risen to your friends and family. Hallelujah. I know, you have to embrace technology, not just ignore it. And while you're doing that, I invite us to continue our worship with the bringing forth of our offering. Thank you. These tone two songs were also from the musical that we did last Sunday. I'll just split them up because we were celebrating Easter today. So thanks again to everybody who took part in that. And now I invite you to rise as you're able. And you sing the doxology. now and forever.
Amen.
All are very welcome at Christ's banquet. We're going to be doing communion by intention, so the ushers will invite you up, and we will have servers to come up the middle, get a piece of bread, dunk it in the juice, and it is grape juice, and then go down by the sides. And there are some little glasses if you prefer that, and gluten-free wafers if you need that as well. So all are welcome as we come to be the body of Christ.
Thank you. Christ Jesus, we thank you for this time of Holy Communion that reminds us that no matter who we are or where we come from, we are all one in your body. On this Easter Sunday, let us be reminded of those things that bring us together instead of what pushes us apart. For you love each of us, no matter what. Let us do the same. Amen. And as has been our tradition for the last few years, we are going to end our service. Well, first of all, we have two announcements, right? Pete? Where's Pete? What's your announcement?
Thank you to everybody who helped with breakfast today and yesterday, and bought the bag in the back.
Thank you to everyone who helped with breakfast yesterday and today. Yay.
Well, there's really not a lot.